Bible says that the angel spoke to Joseph in a dream or appeared to Joseph in a dream. And that's a great comfort to all pastors who occasionally have people fall asleep during the service. If you fall asleep, the Lord will speak to you and an angel might appear to you. Those eyelids closed. He'll bless you in that way. But the angel of the Lord came to Joseph and said, "Do not be afraid." And I don't know about you, but I don't get a lot of Christmas cards that say, "Don't be afraid" on the Christmas card. But at about three or four times in the Christmas stories in the Bible, God came and had to tell people, "Fear not, fear not." So a lot of times during the holiday season, whatever our emotional state is, that gets increased and ratcheted up a bit. And if we were impatient before Christmas time, we really get impatient during Christmas time. If we're afraid or alone, those emotions just increase in some manner. I remember in my own life, Christmases being tremendous times of joy and celebration. Just couldn't wait for them to get there. Other times, Christmas was something to get through and to endure, and bad looked even worse around Christmas. I remember talking to a hard-nosed 20-year-old one time who lived in the city of Pittsburgh, and he said, "Boy, around Christmas," he told me, "I hate Christmas." I thought, "Why do you hate Christmas?" He said, "Because my family, they're all over the place. Brothers and sisters aren't around. Mom and Dad aren't around anymore. You know, I just live wherever I can. I live with my aunt, and everybody around me is all jolly and happy, and that just makes my pain seem worse." And he really feared the isolation of his own soul and living in a world that was full of things that just threatened him in every way. Christmas hymns often talk about Jesus confronting our fears, meeting us where we're hurting. "O little town of Bethlehem, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in you." Could you imagine all the hopes you've had in your life, all the fears you've had in your life, leading you to meet Christ? They're all met with Christ. There he is, right in the middle of that road of fear or hope that you have. "Come, thou long expected Jesus, from our fears and sins, release us." I talked to a very mature Christian man one time. He said, "Boy, if I could just live one week of my life without fear or without anxiety, I would really have a great week and I would feel close to God." And yet we say, "God, help us." And the angel told Joseph, "Joseph, don't be afraid." People fear different things at different ages. Children, a big fear for children is the dark. There's a lot of uncertainty for little ones when they're in the dark. They fear the dark. They fear often mom and dad not being around. That's some of their fears. Teenagers fear mom and dad being around too much. That's what they fear. And teenagers also fear, well, don't fit in or maybe rejection from their peer group. Adults often fear wasting their lives away, living life for no purpose at all. Often people wake up in their 40s and say, "Why am I doing this? It seems like it has no purpose to it, no meaning." And nobody wants to live their life without purpose or without meaning. Older adults often fear the limitations of physical pain and disabilities. In nursing homes, one of the biggest fears for people is, "What's going to happen to me after I die?" There's a question mark about that. That's right on the brink. They're on their last stop on the train station of life, and they have a concern. And that concern should be shared by each one of us. We have a real fear if that question is not settled in our soul because of our sense of our own mortality. Each one of us today sit in worship, or we're near to people in worship. Scary way to look at it, who are terminally ill. Just here for a while. And it's only a matter of time. And yet God would come and say, "Don't be afraid. I'll bring good news. You can know that God is with you now. You can know you could be with God forever." That's the gift of salvation through Christ. The angel said to Joseph, "Don't be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife. Put yourself in Joseph's shoes. He had a lot to be afraid about, you might say. First thing, if I was him, I'd be afraid. I'd say, I'm afraid of facing the next part of my life without my loved one. A lot of people face that at Christmas. Do I have to face the next part of my life without Mary? If we were Joseph, we would say, I'm afraid Mary's not the girl she thought I was. Or I thought she was, rather. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my family. Joseph might say, I'm afraid I'm losing the sense of who I am. The Bible calls him a righteous man. But with everything a mess around him, he wondered, was he really going to walk with God or not? Someday when he got older, Joseph would say, I'm afraid I'm losing my little boy, Jesus. Because he doesn't seem like a little boy anymore. He's growing up fast. He's heading it for a mission I don't understand. He's headed for the cross. He's headed for a crown to win. Joseph might say, I'm just afraid because I don't understand why God is letting this happen to me. And so usually within the past several experiences you've had, you might say that. I don't understand why God's letting this happen to me. This is not what I had planned at all. Someone said, we as people, we have too many plans that we make and not enough dreams from God that He has for us. Plans that we make, we can handle. They're logical. They make sense. We know how to maybe take the next step or get out of a mess. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to us, but often in the end it leads to being separated from God. Human plans can lead to all kind of roads of discouragement. Take heart, God allows U-turns if you've made a plan and it's not working out. The roads that we take by ourselves can be the road to being alone. God doesn't want us to be alone apart from Him and others. It can lead to the road of loss, a sense of loss in terms of our fellowship with God. It can lead to even a road to success without God. That's a scary road. Because everything's going well, so why do I even need God? Pray that God never gives you a road to success without Him, but rather chances to turn Him. Turn to Him. Joseph said, if I could just quietly get away from Mary, everything would start to work itself out. Joseph was afraid, but fearful people who listen to God speak to them can have their life changed forever. And that might be your heart during the month of December. Fearful people who let God speak to their heart can have their life changed forever. One African missionary said, we really meet God not when all is going well, but when the bottom drops out. In different times, the bottom drops out for us. And we say, now's the time to hear God real clearly. Chuck Swindoll once said that most often when we're afraid, we receive backdoor blessings from God. Things that we would never anticipate. We lean out the window and yell, help! And we turn around and God is right next to us. We say, how did you get here? And He's there in a surprising way to meet us and help us. The angel went to Joseph, told him good enough news to change his life forever. He said, this boy is going to be born, your son. He's going to save his people from their sins. One of the internal fears we all have is a hidden anxiety. Are we separate from God or are we at peace with God? God would bring us good news. Whatever sin problem we have this morning doesn't shock Jesus, doesn't make Him turn away. He came to save us from that, to bring that forgiveness, a sense of there's a new way to live, there's a new way to walk. You could be at peace with God today through faith in Christ. And to have that gift that Jesus worked really hard to bring from the manger all the way to the cross. Would you be at peace with Him through faith in Him? And then the angel told Joseph, we're going to call this child God with us. God with us. When I was younger, when we would go different places, my friends would always ask me, who did you go with? Who was there? At the ball game or at the party or whatever. Who was with you? And I couldn't say it at the time, but I didn't know any better, but you and I can say, God was with us. God's with us in church, at work, in the home, in our soul. That's a great comfort. If you feel overwhelmed during the season heading towards the Lord's celebration of the Lord's birthday, you could say, right at this moment, God is with me. And I can know Him and trust Him and walk with Him. God with us. And then when Joseph heard the news, the Bible says he woke up and did what the Lord commanded. Fear is often a chance to have an awakening to God. And hopes that are dashed, ambitions that don't work out, are often a time to say, okay, I'll do what God wants now in my soul. And Joseph throughout his life did some simple things that you and I could do in our fears. We can worship God as He invites us. Shepherds came and gave honor to Christ, wise men. We can love God, which is giving Him our heart commitment and affection. And we can love people. And in the messes we find ourselves in, just like Joseph, Joseph had a mess in his soul. He had a mess in his family. Perhaps he had a mess in his work. He would have to go and do the tax thing. And all those things, I find that when I don't know what to do with messes in a soul or in a family or in a job, I can listen to what God commands and say, well, I know what to do, at least these things, worship God, love Him, and love people. And when I begin to do those things, then the mess, at least in my soul, begins to be different. And I begin to see God work in unexpected ways, as Joseph did. God helped Joseph through the most difficult time in his life. There's somebody around you who faces that. Well, this is one of the most difficult times in my life, they might say. Remember, Jesus will save us from sins. Remember, He'll be with us. And old Joseph, we don't know a lot about him, but he did his part. Chance for you and I this week to do our parts. He simply did what God commanded him. And he played a very significant part in the salvation history of many people. You might say the salvation history of the whole world. Many would be reached because of Joseph's obedience to the Lord at that point. And that was Joseph's story. That could be your story also this week. Simply because in the midst of a lot of uncertainty, you say, I will do what God commands. I'll worship Him. I'll love Him. I'll love people. And thinking of Joseph's life, people, we all look back and say, well, Joseph, we didn't know a lot about him. But one thing for sure, God was the biggest part of his life. Christ was the biggest part of his life. That's really your story. And half the time, Joseph didn't even know it. Half the time, Joseph didn't even understand what in the world was going on. But Christ was still the biggest part of his life. And God sure got a lot of glory out of Joseph. And God would honor himself through your life, bring blessing to others, as you just say, okay, Lord, I will do what you command. Walk forward with you in spite of fears and hopes dashed. And Jesus would be honored in your life. Might you pass on that good news to people because of following the Lord's work in your heart this morning. Let's pray and close this time in a prayer to God. Lord, we know what you command in your Bible to troubled souls, that initially you'd bring good news about yourself. You'd say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And you would say, God with you. Lord, that's a comfort to each of us, to me personally. That helps me face this week with a sense of anticipation instead of a sense of how can I get out of this pain that is in front of us. Lord, might there be anybody here today who has never had peace with you through faith in Jesus, simply see themselves like Joseph and say, I will trust Christ. I will trust God. Might they hear the news the angel brought, that you bring the heart, the forgiveness of sins, a purpose for each day, and a home in heaven. If there would be some here today say, I need that news, that truth. I need forgiveness of sins, a purpose in life, a home in heaven. Help us to know the reality too, Lord, of the wrong way that's before us, that without Christ, there is no forgiveness of sins. Joseph goes his own way. He misses the Savior. There's no purpose for each day. He flounders. There's no home in heaven without a Savior. Might people here today be at peace with you through faith. Encourage believers to lean forward in the midst of troubled times and follow the Savior. Thank you, Lord, for your call on our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A great song that we close with today. Come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for you. And as we sing this song, if you need help with a spiritual concern, you could come forward, and especially if you're wondering about heaven and when your life is over, whether you can know for sure that you'll be there, welcome to come forward and just pray and speak about that. Also, that you would make this a prayer of conversion for your heart if you're not sure about God's love for you. As you sincerely sing from your heart, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there's room in my heart for you. That's a time where Jesus will gladly come and save soul. So thank you for worshiping Him.